Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Acts chapter 18 today, verses 1 through 4. Acts 18, verses 1 through 4. It says, after this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth, and he found a Jew named Aquila there, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. And he went to see them, and because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks. Now, Paul, as you see here, was many times a bivocational preacher. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. There are some people that are out there listening who are not full-time preachers. You don't get your full salary from preaching. The Bible says that's a good thing, and preachers should get their salary from preaching. But the Bible also teaches that there are some who are going to be bivocational. They're going to do something else along with preaching. Some money from preaching, some money from doing something else. And Paul, he was a tent maker, and he actually had the right to receive his full salary from just preaching and people's donations as he preached. But at the same time, he also didn't take advantage of that right, and he sometimes would make tents to make a living as well. And so that's what I want to talk to you about today, that there are different types of preachers out there. Some are full-time in the sense of getting their full salary from preaching, and there are others who are bivocational. Listen to what the scripture says in Romans chapter 12, verses 3 and following. Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 6. Paul says, for by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members don't all have the same function, so we, though many, are one in one body in Christ, and individually members of one another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If it's prophecy, in proportion to our faith. In other words, Paul says, look, if your gift is prophecy, if your gift is preaching, use it in proportion in the measure of the faith that God's given you. In other words, some preachers are gifted by God and called by God to pastor large churches and to get their salary from that. Others have been called by God to pastor little churches, and possibly they may have to have another job of some sort to help supplement their income. Both is good. The issue is not money, but the call to preach. And once we realize the level, if you will, or the amount of gifting that God's given to us, and we don't think of ourselves more highly than we ought, the better we'll be. But unfortunately, too many people have been taught to climb the ladder. And when you're a youth pastor, when are you going to be an associate pastor? Or you're an associate pastor, when are you going to be a senior pastor? And folks, we've hurt ourselves by thinking that everybody's supposed to work up the ladder to end one day be the senior pastor. That's not always the call of God. And actually, not all those who have been called to preach have been called to get their full salary from preaching. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul dealt with the fact, he says, am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are not you my workmanship in the Lord? If to others I'm not an apostle, at least I am to you, for you're the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. Now this is my defense to those who would examine me. Do we not have the right to eat and drink? Do we not have the right to take along a believing wife, as do the other apostles and the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working for a living? Who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard without eating any of its fruit? Or who tends a flock without getting some of the milk? And then he goes on later on and he says, but I haven't made any use of these rights in verse 15, nor am I writing these things to secure any such provision. For I'd rather die than have anyone deprive me of my ground for boasting. For I preach the gospel that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. So in other words, what he says is this, I have the right, Barnabas and I have the right to receive our full living from preaching. The scripture is very clear about that. But he said, because of what God's call is on my life, I've chosen not to take full advantage of that, and I'm raising my own support. I'm a tent maker, and I actually pay for my own stuff for the most part. Why? So that no one will accuse me of being in this for the money, and I can preach the word of God. So today's challenge is for those of you that are out there feeling a call to preach, let God show you what his call is on your life. Don't try to be more than he wants you to be. Some are full-time getting their salary from preaching. Others are bivocational. What has God chosen for you? I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.